At the Tour de France, a French cyclist fought off a challenge from three-time champion Lance Armstrong to win one of the most difficult stages of the big race. Armstrong finished third place in today's nearly 140-mile adventure and crossed the finish line almost 4 minutes after the winner. He still increased his overall lead in today's 14th stage of the race in southern France. The final mountain climb is one of the most arduous in the world of cycling. NPR's Nick Spicer joined some 400,000 people lining the roads of today's stage of the race, and he joins us from the village of Pouzillac. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Jackie.
So tell us more about the race. How did it go today?
Well, today's stage was similar to the last three stages in one sense, because Frenchmen led an early breakaway from the main group of racers, especially the mighty U.S. postal team, to try to win the stage. What was different was that today one of them, Richard Virenque, actually managed to do so, and in so doing, he deprived Lance Armstrong of his dream of winning this legendary tour stage. It's nearly 140 miles, as you mentioned, between the town of Lodève to the foot of the Mont Ventoux, or Windy Mountain, and then it's a grueling climb up to its peak. For Virenque, it was a major comeback to win. He was suspended from last year's tour because of doping allegations, and he said he thought his career was over. Thousands of fans cheered his breakaway earlier in the race. First, he was one of 11 riders and sixth and two, and then there was just him. Behind him, the U.S. Postal Team fell apart, leaving only Armstrong. And on the mountain, Armstrong counterattacked powerfully, but he had waited too long, and so he came in third.
Now tell us more about this climb up the mountain, Mont Ventoux.
Well, before you even get there, it's baking hot conditions along the plains, hitting 95 degrees. And when you do hit the climb up the Mont Ventoux, which is the tallest peak in Provence, it's basically cycling hell. It's 6,300 feet above sea level. It gained special notoriety in the cycling world in the late 60s after a British rider, Tom Simpson, collapsed and died on it, partly because of drug use. It's also special because it's a stage that Armstrong has dreamt of winning, and he's made that known. And in 2000, he led an Italian cyclist, Marco Pantani, take the stage, a decision he regretted later when Pantani said he'd actually won it without any help. In other attempts, Armstrong has failed in other races. And it's kind of strange for an athlete who has largely made and consolidated his race leads during the Tour de France, during the mountain stages. And earlier this year, he said the Mont Ventoux was the main thing he would be thinking about when planning this year's tour. But if he was disappointed today in coming in third, he wasn't showing it. He congratulated Virenque and said the Ventoux is maybe just not for him.
Nick, Lance Armstrong's been looking pretty good these last few days. He's already won three Tour de France competitions. How's it look for maybe a fourth?
Well, you're right. Despite coming in third today, he's actually doing better and better. In the past 3 days, each day he's more or less doubled his lead. He's now 4 minutes and 21 seconds ahead of the second place rider, the Spaniard Joseba Beloki. The man in third place is Raimondas Rumsas from Lithuania, who's over 6 minutes behind. Tomorrow is a rest day. There will be more mountain stages in the Alps after that, and likely more chances as a consequence for Armstrong to increase his lead, as he's a mountain specialist. If his past three victories or anything to go by, he's probably well on his way to winning this year's tour. The French commentators on television today were considering it more or less a given. They were speculating only about who would take second or third spot when the race ends.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Pouzillac, France.